All right, so I'm gonna talk about something a little different, but still in the same vein. A little different, but still in the same vein. Let me get my trash can out on the road here. You know, if you look at somebody's car and they got a voodoo doll hanging out. You know how to run. And you never know to stay prayed up. Claim the blood. I was just looking at somebody's car with a little voodoo doll. What I'm talking about is baseline control line or whatever. Let's see what it's called real quick. Control questions and baseline questions. So let's say you got somebody that you were dating or even married to, and there was some kind of break or something. Create some baseline questions. You know, they'll call you up or you'll call them. Create some baseline questions, right? And those baseline questions, hey, what you been up to, blah, 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 how's it going, blah, 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 you know, baseline. And then throw in it could be a Zoom call, it could be a phone call, it could be text or whatever. Create a baseline, right? And then say, well, have you been cheating? And watch the phone call go, the phone will go out, or there will be a pause, or there will be a disconnect. And are you cheating? Is there a third party? What's going on? And the phone will just click out or go out, or there'll be the baseline shows what's going on. Their baseline behavior, baseline. Create a baseline. You know the person, especially if you're married to them. Create the baseline. Pay attention to baseline behavior, and then when you ask a question or you mention something, see if the phone goes out. Usually when something like this happens, just when you're talking on the phone, you're just talking normal and just say, usually when something like this happens, there's a third person. Is there a third person involved? Phone clicks. Because they're going to probably hang up and start crying. Or hang up, or they're running, they're hiding. They know they've been caught. They know the jig is up. They know they destroyed something. They know, why are they calling you? If the third person's not making them happy, why are they calling you? Because they're trying to, they know they made a mistake. They're trying to get back in the door. They're trying to get back in the dough because the grass is not greener on the other side. One of the reasons they left, because they don't want to be held accountable. If it's a queen bee, worship me. Nobody's going to worship the queen bee. You're living in delusion land if you think people are going to worship the queen bee. You're smoking something. You're in delusion. Delusion land. If you don't want to be held accountable for your stupidity, go to another planet. Go to another universe, because I don't care who it is, your boss, your spouse, your parents, your kids, your neighbors, you're going to be held accountable. And if you try to run from accountability, you might as well go to Mars or somewhere, because it ain't going to happen. Admit reality. Live in reality. Don't live in delusion. Don't live in fake reality, because the reality, the truth is the truth. This is a universe of truth. And if you want to live in delusion land, you're actually destroying yourself. You're actually destroying yourself. Delusions, delusions. The only reason they don't want to tell you, or they run from the truth, is because they know that they already know you're done, but then it's really done. and they have no second chance. Anybody who's trying to go to the grass is greener on the other side, they're like little children anyway. They're like little, they're actually psychopathic kids, you know. They think that it's their world. No, this is God's world. This is not your world. And even your little network of people that you've created, that's not your world. God can reverse that in about 2 seconds. This is not your world. This is God's world. And the truth reigns. Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He reigns. Not you, not Queen Bee, not the liars. You reveal what you are. My first wife revealed what she was when she loved her dog more than her husband. She didn't know what love was. She didn't know what sacrifice. This is a sacrificial redemptive system. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And if you don't want to sacrifice, but you want other people to sacrifice for you, you're smoking some kind of crack cocaine, living in delusion land, and you don't even know what this place is. You don't even know what you're in. You really believe anything can be hidden? There's nothing hidden. Your body language, your words, your comments, your habits, there's nothing hidden. Why are you running? Why are you hiding? Admit it. Speak the truth. And maybe get saved. Maybe you get saved. But you're going to live in delusions, and you're going to play games, and people are going to see through you, and they're going to see the contradictions, and you're going to go in delusion land. You're going to go deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole. I saw an aunt who she thought she could play games. She ended up in a little mobile home somewhere and died by herself, had something go on with her, and she was still acting at 60 years old. She was still trying to act like she's 18, and she destroyed herself, killed herself, whatever. She not literally killed herself, but the way she was living just killed her. My point is, you're destroying yourself. I was amazed at how people could lie. I really was just, it really blew my mind how people could lie. You know, you'd watch some of these cheater programs, and it's really amazing how they can just, with a flat, stone-cold face, lie through their teeth. But just the way they were talking and acting, the common denominator was they didn't really care about that other person. They were just putting on a show. There was no reciprocal, real communication, real love, real help, real activity. It was always the other person going the extra mile, and they would never go the extra mile. They would not endure, you know. What do you mean by extra mile? Well, the reason you don't know what I mean is because you don't know your Bible. And if they don't read their Bible and they don't read Proverbs and they have no conviction of sin, no wonder they're cheaters and players and psychopaths. No wonder you catch them. No wonder they're by themselves, because they can't play the game. They get caught. They have no truth, so they get caught. They might escape a little bit of judgment if they hang out with their own kind, because their own kind's ignorant and stupid and they don't have any discernment. All a man has to do is read Proverbs 5, 7, and 9, and he knows who the harlots are and who the righteous women are. He knows. As soon as he walks in the door, he can see it in their body language. And you think you can help them, but you can't. You think you can change the spots on a leopard, you can't. You think you can change the stripes on a zebra, you can't. Only God can. And then when you come out of your own delusion, oh, maybe I can help them, maybe I can fix them, maybe I can, maybe real love will fix them. But no, they don't know what real love is. They're only used to toxic. And if all they know is toxic, they're going to hang out with toxic. It's a copy machine down here. If all you know is toxic, everything around you is going to be toxic. The people around you are going to be toxic. You don't know how to be healthy. And so if you don't have healthy boundaries and a healthy spirit, soul, and body, then you can't surround yourself with healthy. But when you start to move into health, I'm not talking about money. The poor are rich in faith. The Bible says the poor are rich in faith. The poor are rich in faith. The Bible says it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom. It's like putting a camel through the needle. You put the string through the needle of a pin, a sewing pin, and that's kind of hard. You have to, unless you're really young, you can see really perfect. Unless you got 20/20 vision, kind of hard. But imagine putting a camel through the eye of a needle. They really think that God is blessing them in all their lies and all their scamming and all their workaholic, all their stupid stuff, all their stuff, their pocketbooks, their clothes, their shoes. They really think God is blessing them, but they have no truth. And it's really sad that the devil is letting them, the god of this world system's the devil. And so the devil is not, he don't bless anybody. He's letting them believe that delusion. The poor are rich in faith. It's hard for the rich man to get in the kingdom. It's easier for a camel to go through the needle. But with God, all things are possible. In other words, if they repent, turn to Jesus, get their heart right. Anybody can be saved if they get their heart right and run to Jesus. But most people will never, 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 never get their heart right, especially if they're liars and cheaters and players and con artists and thieves and drunkards and bar hoppers. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. She was 60, still wanting to act like she was 18. I mean, come on. You know how she ended up? You know how they all end up? They all end up the same. They all end up the same. I let this guy squeeze by. He's trying to turn right, so I pulled up, let him squeeze by. He didn't even throw his hand up or anything. We're looking at a place. We're in an environment, a culture, where people don't have love. Like I say, first wife loved her dog more than her husband. When you get married, a holy matrimony, a holy union, or whatever you want to call it, and you put your mama, your daddy, your dog, your cat, your friends above your spouse, and you don't leave mother and father and cleave, something wrong with you. It's all about money. Something wrong with you if you don't put if you're going to get into a holy union and you don't put that person first. Sick. Your culture has brainwashed you to be sick. And you don't even know you're sick. That's the sad part. You don't even know you're sick. You've been programmed by your culture, the music, the TV, the sitcoms, the short one-liners, and you think you're smart because you can memorize some short one-liners. And you're just totally an ignoramus culture program or bloodline program. You haven't digested the word enough to be transformed. You submit to that boss for a paycheck, but you won't submit to God's boss in your life, your spouse as the leader. And if it's kids, the same thing. You won't submit.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You won't submit to your spiritual authority, but you will submit to your money-making authority. I want you to really think about this. If you're not going to submit to the Bible authority, your spiritual authority, or some pastor, or your husband, or your parent, or your whoever it is, you're not going to submit to any kind of authority. Where are you going? You're going down. You're going down. And I don't mean to be laughing, but it's just so obvious. I mean, the reason I'm laughing and giggling about it, because you think you're going up, but you're going down. If God sends a spiritual person into your life, you need to fall down on your face and worship God, because everybody else around you is of the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, and they hate you. Only a spiritual person is going to tell you the truth. Like Elijah went to Jezebel, she should have fell down on her face and praised God that Elijah was, that even Elijah tried to wake her up. Same with Ahab. But they didn't fall down on their face and worship God that a truth speaker showed up in their world. So what'd they do? They went down the, instead of going the narrow path, they went down the path of hell. And where'd they end up? Dead. And burning in hell forever. When somebody comes on your scene and says, it's faith alone and Jesus alone, and take all your works and all your good deeds and flush them down the toilet because it's the finished work of Jesus, and you run and hide and laugh and mock and attack and persecute and gang stalk, what is wrong with you? You love hell. You love Hades. You love the dark side. You love the devil. You mock God and his messengers. Even in the tribulation, after the halfway through the tribulation, even the angels are going to have to preach the gospel, because y'all have cut people's heads off because y'all hate the truth so much. You love your delusions and your sin and your culture lies and your bloodline lies. If you're not willing to leave your bloodline lies and your culture lies for Jesus, what kind of hell are you going to be burning in? Forever. If you put the culture lies before God, if you put your bloodline lies before God, if you put your own lies before God, the lies you believe, instead of renewing your mind, you know, the first thing you learn when you get saved, listen to the preacher, the first thing they tell you is what? Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't change the Bible to the way you think, but change the way you think to the Bible. Don't try to change the Bible to think like you, but change yourself to think like the Bible. That's the first thing you learn. You need to think like God, not try to make God think like you. Easy button.